Welcome back to our Mind Body Awareness Podcasts with Dr. Chad Sato. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Joe. Thank you for having me back.
Last time, we were talking about the mind-body connection and really just an overview of what it actually means. What we'd like to do in this series is get into different parts of the body and the messages that may be correlated to what's actually happening to us, which is a huge topic.
Yes.
We've got internal organs, we've got top of body, head. I mean, we could probably do it forever, but we're going to try and bring people a little bit of awareness. You know what? Where I would love to start? I think almost everyone listening has at some point woken up in the morning with a pain in their neck.
Yes.
They don't know where it comes from. And we all say the same thing. We all go, oh, I must have slept. In Scotland, you say, oh, it was drafty. It must have been the cold, right?
Exactly.
As far as I know, we never think, what's my body trying to tell me? What is happening with a pain in the neck?
Well, think about the neck. The neck connects our head with our body. And so our brain and our body, our mind and our body are so interconnected and so interrelated, but the neck almost serves like a bridge. So think about, so I'm going to break up the neck into three parts, the upper neck, the middle neck, and the lower part of our neck. And what I've learned over time is many times when we tend to have that really tension at the base of our skull, the upper part of our neck, it's when old situations, old relationships, old patterns starts resurfacing in our life. It could be, let's say someone learned how to be more confident, get out of their shell, so to speak. And then all of a sudden they start feeling insecure again and it will activate that old pattern. Or sometimes someone decides, I want to change the way I live my life. I want to choose to be more vulnerable versus protecting and being defensive. Sometimes that shift may cause that tension and pain in the upper part of the neck. The middle part of our neck is, I guess, the vertebra C2, C3, C4 of our neck allows us to actually control and rotate our head from left to right. So what I found is anytime we have control issues, where either we feel that we have a lack of control or we want to control, then sometimes the middle part of our neck gets really activated, either very tight or can be downright painful. Mm-hmm. To what degree, to what extent a person feels either they're being overly controlled or they have a lack of control. So the control is the middle part of our neck. And last but not least is the lower part of our neck, which is all about what I found is about future events. So when someone wakes up in the morning and is like, oh my God, I stepped wrong. If you check in, did you have something that day that you were worried about or concerned about? It could have been a presentation. It could have been having to discuss something with a very difficult coworker or employee or boss. And so it has literally been weighing on your mind, weighing on your neck. And so when you wake up, it's stiff as a board and it's quite painful. And so otherwise they call a pinch in the neck, pain in your neck. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times the stressor of that situation, the I guess you could say future situation will create the pain in our body.
So say that we accept that. Say we wake up in the morning and we're able to go, I have a pain in my neck. It wasn't the drafty window. It wasn't the pillow. What's going on? Is there a way that you can kind of check in, like do a self-check on a daily basis just to see where you are?
That is perfect. So in my first book, Infinite Body Wisdom, I talk about the five A's, which is, first one is awareness, being aware. Oh, I got this pain in my neck. Second is being able to acknowledge, yes, I have this pain in my neck, something doesn't feel quite right, and then starting to ask yourself the question, like, okay, what's going on? Like, am I worried about something? Is something been festering that I haven't addressed yet? And third, once you identify it, becomes acceptance. Acceptance is key, because once you accept it, a lot of times the symptoms that you feel in your neck can actually dissipate by anywhere between 50, 60, 70%.
Just by saying, oh, I understand this pain is related to the fact that I'm having a problem with my coworker, for
exactly.
example.
Yes.
What happens then if, instead of doing that, if you do what I believe a lot of us do, is you get up and you go, oh, I have such pain in my neck, I'll take two Tylenol and see, or two ibuprofen and see if that obviously it's not going to make it go away.
No, I mean, to what degree that you're worried or stressed or concerned about whatever situation you have to encounter will determine whether or not the Tylenol will actually be effective or not. Many times I know people, it's not effective. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, I got to take maybe more. And it still doesn't put a dent in the pain. It's because the pain is matching the intensity that you feel of the experience. So the fourth part is now you have to make acknowledgement, or almost like making a plan. Like, how can I make a plan in order for me to address the stressor, in order for me to be more at ease?
When people come to see you at your clinic in Manoa,
yes,
the neck is one of the first things that people have issues with.
One
of many. And I know that in my experience many years ago, what happened to me was just by breathing deeply, I felt like my neck was just lengthening and growing. And I did nothing. It did it itself. Can you give us some examples of people who come in for the first time after a first treatment with neck, and what kind of help they get, and what kind of things do you see happening when people start to become aware just of their breathing?
Well, just by our breath, just bring us right back in the present moment. I like to refer as breath as a reset button. So anytime we're caught in something that we're worrying about the future, the moment we breathe, the moment we feel our breath, it just allows us to resync and get back to the present moment. So right now, just take a deep breath in. Take 3 deep breaths in and see how does it make you feel. So right now, just breathe in 3 times.
Everything does stop, doesn't it?
Everything just pauses. And that's that pause which allows us to reassess.
And it's very difficult to keep being worried if you're just focusing on taking 3 breaths, because what you're actually thinking of is breathe in.
Yes.
Breathe out.
Yes. And so what happens is you stop your mind from spinning and you're able to just reset the mind. And so it's almost like you're like, oh, I'm here now. Not what's going to happen in the future, not what happened in the past, but what can I choose to do now?
Okay, so that might be a really good place for listeners to start very simply first thing in the morning when you wake up. Do a quick assessment. Do I have any pain? And then do some deep breaths.
Perfect. Yes. It's really about taking that time. It's like building a muscle. And it's not like very complicated. Just sitting up in your bed, take a few deep breaths in and just mentally just scan your body. Just go from your head down to your toes and just identify the areas are tight. The areas are quite painful, and the areas that aren't so tight, because at least you know which areas of your body that feels comfortable.
So it seems so incredibly simple, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And that's the most frustrating part, because our mind will say, how can it be that simple? Too simple to just breathe, be present in your body, and identify what stress that's occurring in your life, either good or bad, that's creating this tension or pain in your neck.
Okay, everyone, that's your homework after this podcast, is immediately start breathing. And maybe everyone try, wake up in the morning, first thing before you do anything else, just see, how do I feel? Might be interesting.
Yes.
You can find out more about mind-body awareness and Dr. Chad Sato by going to one of two websites, chadsato.com and infinitebodyawareness.com.
Yes.
Got it right. I'm very much looking forward to talking to you next time.
So am I, Joe. Thank you.